Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
New home sales, cartoon balloons in town.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Sir Elton bringing us back, Levon. That's one of his great songs. His first one. His first American hit, by the way. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. That book's still relevant today as it ever was. And then my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. That book's won 5 international awards. I'm very proud of it. So I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Barbara Friedberg is here. She's a great member of our Brain Trust. She's one of our financial planning experts in the Brain Trust. She's the author of a number of books on that topic, including How to Get Rich Without Winning the Lottery. Barbara, thanks again for being here. So we both know that Mr. Newton's laws are alive and well in the marketplace, right? Whatever goes up.
Yeah, what goes up must come down.
Will come down. And so consequently, we know that stock markets don't stay up forever. They will adjust. There will be a correction. There will be a crash. There will be an adjustment. There will be profit-taking, blah, blah, blah. But here's my question to you, Barbara. When after 2008, you know, I remember after, what was it, after 2000, the stock market corrected down to, what, 3,000 or something like that. And then after 2008, it corrected back to like 6,000, and now it's gone back through. It's gone back through that. Now it's 20,000 over that almost. Is the new floor 16,000? I mean, are we seeing a new establishment of a fundamental floor in all this? What do you think? You think if it crashed, could it ever go back to single digits?
Could it ever go back? Well, you can't ever say never.
Yeah.
Okay, but right now the Dow is sitting at close to 26,000. The
yeah.
S&P is sitting at close to 290,000. So
NASDAQ just hit a new
record.
Could
it fall 50%? Sure. In 2009, from peak to trough,
from 14
the market
to
fell 50%.
Yeah, it did, yeah.
It could fall 50%.
But that was almost a black swan event that caused that. My point is 2008 was almost a black swan event. It wasn't black swan in that it wasn't knowable, but there was so much malfeasance and corruption in that transit. It wasn't just a normal correction in terms of, you know, we've had enough. Without there being some kind of that kind of an event where people just say, okay, we're just tired. We want to take our cash, you know, and plus the economy's turned down and we had a little hiccup with Iran or the Chinese, got a Chinese, whatever, you know, or some kind of another event that could tip into a crash, maybe a monetary thing like what happened in some of the smaller countries, like Turkey, for example. That could tip it, but would it go down? It wouldn't go down as much as half in that case, would it?
You know, you can't predict, and that's why the reality is stock, like you said initially, stock markets go up and down. Many of us have our money in the stock market, but in the past, we've earned, you know, an average over several hundred years, 9% a year. So the key is to be an educated investor and understand that if and when the markets go down, the thing you don't want to do is you don't want to sell at the bottom. You don't want to have money in the stock market that you need tomorrow. You want to have money for your long term. Now, if you're getting ready to retire, well, then you might want to, you know, lighten up your stock holdings and put 50% of your money in cash or in bonds,
right?
And 50% in stocks. And that way you're not going to be compromised when you get to hit your retirement date or when you need your money for a down payment on a house and the stock market crashes. You can say, okay, I'm ready for that. I can handle that.
If you are in the last, you know, if let's say you're retired, you're just retired. I mean, in terms of the government's age, let's say you're mid-60s or something like that, and you're not going to be slaying any more dragons. You're not going to necessarily, you know, be earning anything like in the future what you've been earning, and you're over the next 5 years even, you're going to be kind of tailing off your activity. Do you recommend getting out now?
I recommend that depending on how many assets you have and how much of your money you're going to need in the next 5 years, I would say, let's say you need $20,000 a year, mm-hmm, or $30,000 a year to supplement your Social Security. I would say then you want to have a couple hundred thousand dollars in cash.
Yeah.
Or at least 100 or 150, mm-hmm, and keep the rest of your money in the stock market.
What would be a trigger? What are you looking for? What is Barbara Friedberg looking for that's a trigger? What is the one little smoking early view of a smoking gun that you're looking for that's going to make you say, let's go?
Actually, I just wrote an article about this for U.S. News and World Report, and there are a possibility of a couple of triggers that you can expect. And the reality is that nothing is known.
What's one of those triggers?
Okay. Quickly. So one of those triggers might be, there might be a credit crisis in the auto industry.
There you go. That's one.
Also, there could
be another one in the housing. There could be another one with student loan. Those are some sleepers, folks. A lot of people don't talk about. We're going to talk about this some more and the possibility of good news on the other side of the break. See you next.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.